Now, boys and girls, I want to take a moment this morning just to speak to you. Where is all the boys and girls in church this morning? Let me see where you are. Put up your hands to see where you are. A few down here, a few there in the middle, a few up here on my left-hand side. I want to talk to you, boys and girls, about something that everybody likes, whether they're young or old, whether they're a boy or girl or a teenager or whatever. And the thing I want to talk to you this morning is about food. And of course we all like our food, particularly good food. And there's so many different kinds of food to choose from today. I couldn't go into them all here this morning. And of course there's so many different places to eat today. So many different kinds of restaurant, particularly up on the North Coast there where I am. At the minute, there's so many different places that people can go if they want to buy a meal, whether it's Chinese or Indian or whatever, or traditional, or whether it's just plain fish and chips. There's plenty of places where we can go and enjoy a good meal. And you know, boys and girls, we're often told today that there's good food, there's food that's good for you, and there's food that's not so good, there's food that's bad for you. And the problem is, of course, that the food that's bad for you is always the food that you like the best. I always find that out. But I wonder, does anybody know this morning, what is the latest craze in food? Anybody know? What's the latest craze in food? Maybe these are all vegetarians down here in Lisburn. What's the latest craze in food? I'm surprised. It's the Big Whopper. Isn't that what it is? The Big Whopper. Have you not seen it on the television? The Big Whopper. I'm not going to advertise the place that's selling it, but I had a terrible job to get a photo of this big double Whopper, boys and girls. And by the look of some of the mums and dads here this morning, some of them have far too many big double Whoppers. But anyway, the big double Whopper, two big bits of meat, nice solid mayonnaise and a big bun and all the chips and whatever you want to go with it. Anybody has had a big Whopper? Big double Whopper? None of you ones at the front? You young ones? Nobody in Lisburn has had a big double Whopper. My goodness. Well, you know, boys and girls, the big double Whopper, you know, it looks good. It looks good. And I'm sure that it tastes good. And my, it has all those things that most of us love. But the problem, boys and girls, is this. That it has over 1,600 calories. The equivalent of 5 Mars bars. Or 8 packets of potato crisps. Or 6 pints of beer, and I'm sure nobody here indulges in that. Hope not anyway. But that's what they tell us. And to get all those calories run off, you need to run 9 miles at the quickest pace you can possibly set. Now that's the problem with the big double Whopper. It looks good. It tastes good. We may desire it. But it's harmful. Too many of them are harmful. And you know, boys and girls, that's a bit like sin, isn't it? Because you know, the devil dresses sin up and he makes sin look attractive. And he even makes sin taste nice. But you know, like the big double Whopper, sin is harmful. My, this here, if you eat too many of them, will do harm to your body. But sin not only does harm to your body, it does harm to your soul. My, boys and girls, it tells us in the Bible that if we die in our sins, that our sins will keep us out of heaven, separate us from God and heaven for all eternity. So you see, boys and girls, food, some of the food looks good and tastes good, but too much of the wrong sort is harmful, and that's just like sin. What is the best food that you can have and eat? You know, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. He that believeth on me shall never hunger. You know, boys and girls, when we take our food, we have to take that food, and when we take that food, we make it our own. We put it in our mouth and we digest it and we make it our own. I wonder, have you made Jesus Christ your own this morning? I wonder, have you taken the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour and trusted Him and made Him your very own? I trust that you might do that, that you might taste the bread of life this morning. Jesus is the bread of life, and the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. And if you take Jesus Christ this morning and receive Him as your Savior, then you'll experience and taste all those things which are good.